know, so if the farmer's got a piece of land that's got a lot of water on it, and he wants to drain it off, what would he have to dig to take the water off?
I have to dig a ditch. You call that
I don't know what you call it, agri.
This stuff has got
income from that. Okay. Let's say if he's got some land with a lot of trees and bushes on it, and he wants to cultivate that land, you say you did what to it to get them off?
He cleared it off. But you got to get that.
Yes,
you got to get the bushes and trees off it, you know, where the land, where they use the land.
Yes, ma'am. Ever heard of a piece of land that's just been cleared and sold anything?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of now.
The new ground?
Well, some of it is new ground where a lot of bushes is, and you clean that off, you call that a new ground.
Yes, ma'am.
And used to be, you know, kind of swamp land left.
Swamp land, is that kind of like marshland or something like that?
Well, swamp land is what you call in a, maybe down in a past, maybe close to a river or a creek or a pond or something like that.
What about a crop that comes up in your field even though you didn't plant it? What do you call that?
Oh, that's what you call multiplying stuff. You don't have to plant it all the time. It just, you know, grow itself.
Well, volunteer?
Volunteer. That's volunteer stuff. Somebody do it pretty good.
You mentioned creeks a minute ago. Did the creeks around here have names?
Oh yeah. We got one right out there. Well, I was telling you a while ago by this Boulder Arena Beach Creek. And we got one over here on 14 called Blue Gut.
Called what?
Blue Gut. Where people fish at. Out east there.
What about the place that, that's been washed out by real heavy rainfall, you know, a place in the land? Could get pretty deep. You call that just a regular?
That's just a regular washout. It's just a regular washout.
Could that be the same thing as a gully?
Oh yeah, if it's deep enough. Yeah, if it's deep enough. But the gully, you know, it's kind of deep. And if it's deep enough, but now to just wash out just down a piece where you said it's had a good wash out.
I see.
But now it's deep enough where you say, well, it sure made a gully there.
You ever hear people use the word ravine?
Oh, yeah.
What would that be like?
That'd be like down in a pasture where a cluster of bushes rise. Stuff like that.
It'd be dry, in other words?
Well, no, I don't have
to. Might have some water?
But, oh yeah, most time it'd be dry because it'd have a lot of bushes and, you know, things growing up in it, you know, not altogether trees, but, you know, just a lot of debris and things, you know, clustered together, and you call that a ravine.
I see.